Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great good morning, everyone. My Bacardo's Jeweler watch tells me it's 10:07 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, December 17, year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and to honor, with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Basiliga Hospitality Group, the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Anthony Salerno, Exeter. Anthony Petrucci, Exeter. Norman Williams, Mahanoy City and Hazleton. Steven Semenovich, Oliphant. Anthony Boccolini, Taylor, Ralph Evans, Mifflinville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, and look that word up, we'll provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning, for this program. That's what we do here every day. We dedicate ourselves to common sense, and the rest flows naturally. Hey, my man Rich McHale texts something in. He says, morning, Bob. As you know, I support Trump. His love for country is without a doubt undeniable. But as I recall, his mouth during term one was his downfall. Well, here he goes again. You think he could have said something positive in a negative situation? Rob Reiner and his wife didn't deserve their demise, like Charlie Kirk. Trump should have taken the high road. That said, he puts himself in the same light as those Democrat idiots who refused to stand for that cancer-stricken boy in the chamber at the State of the Union speech. Yeah. And I'm telling you this, and I'll say it again and again. It's what I've been telling a lot of people who've been communicating with. Yeah, well, they did this, and they said this, and they wish Trump would die and all that, but that's fine. We're better than them. We live lives that are grounded in fact, truth, and reality. Many of them are if not confused, are mentally ill. You want to be on that train? I certainly don't. So we criticize Trump and tell him, shut the hell up once in a while. Shut up. And by the way, having Rich send that in reminds me of something that he and I came up with at the same time just a couple months ago. I've determined for Christmas gifts, if I don't know what to buy for somebody, instead of buying junk or, you know, a stupid sweater or whatever, I'm going to donate to the Shriners, Tunnel to Towers, St. Jude's, and Wounded Warrior. They have those monthly deals, and that's what I'm going to do. Because you can't, you know, the gift thing. It's a little goofy anyway, isn't it? And it's not what Christmas is supposed to be about. Well, oil prices are generally sinking this week, despite American seizure of a tanker off Venezuela's coast and, in fact, an announced embargo of Venezuelan oil. Ukraine hit a Russian tanker in the Black Sea as well. But this kind of geopolitical, these issues generally drive prices up, but they're not going up. So what do? We turn to our oil expert, Jay Young, founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, and we find out what his thoughts are. Jay, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show.
Thanks, Bob Cordaro. Thanks for having me on again. Always enjoy it. Well, Always a great show. One of the best.
We love having you on. And I love having an oil expert because an energy expert really tells us what's going on in the economy because it's the lead-in for everything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is based on how much oil is being pumped out of the ground compared to what our needs are. Because the reason why oil and gas goes up and down is because of supply and demand. It's like any commodity. And so we have to look at, you know, what are our needs? How much are we pumping out of the ground? But also how much is OPEC bringing over? And, well, that's kind of like trying to figure out what my ex-wife's going to do tomorrow. You know, it's like, who knows? Anyway, we won't go there, Bob.
No, because you're going to get yourself.
We're talking about oil and gas.
You're going to get yourself in trouble, and you'll get me in trouble by implication.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
but now you're seeing, and you're fourth generation oil and gas. You're seeing the real possibility that oil and energy prices are going to drop next year. Tell us about that and why.
Yeah, well, they will. And the reason why is because right now we have an oversupply of oil in the market. And if you have more, it's like COVID. Right before COVID, we were producing oil like no tomorrow. It's like we're producing all this oil. And all of a sudden OPEC said, hey, you know what? I think we're going to put a lot of oil in the market because we want to gain market share. And so how they gain market share is by, you know, lowering the price and knocking all these shale drillers. And I mean shale, S-H-A-L-E, kind of like your landman's drilling some shale wells.
Yeah.
And Billy Bob. And anyway, so what they're doing is they're trying to gain market share and they're trying to lower the price. Because when they lower the price on these shale drillers, you know, the break-evens go down, and they're like, whoa, wait a minute, we can't produce these wells at this price. So they dump a lot of oil in the market, which is the same thing they're doing right now. I mean, it's a cycle. Four generations, I've seen, I don't know exactly how many cycles of you know, between 10 to 20% over time. But it is a lot because it's what happens, right? We're in a cycle right now. We're seeing a lot of oil in the market. Prices are at $56 a barrel. You know, we quit drilling 2 years ago in the Permian Basin. We literally 18% of the rigs in the Permian Basin are sitting in the yards right now, and it'll increase once they get their budgets, you know, finished up this year, and they're going to say for 2026, our budgets are going to say, well, we don't want to go back to drilling yet. So there's going to be more rigs stacked in the fields. You know, Billy Bob's driving by. You'll see more rigs sitting there, and that's just what happens. And so, you know, by next summer or the end of next year, we're going to see a really big increase in prices. It's kind of like, why do we see increase in prices? Well, because when prices go down, what happens is the drilling of oil and gas goes down. Okay, so like right now, it may cost me, a year ago, it cost us $10 million to drill a well. This year, that same well, same everything, is probably going to cost us $8.5 million.
Hmm.
Okay, so the lower, because what I want to do is when I'm going by and looking for a rig to drill a well, drilling rig to drill a well, which increases production, which produces oil, then I want to see three or four rigs in that field before I pull up and go, hey, I need a rig. You know, if there's none there, no rigs in the yard, Then the guy goes, yeah, well, we don't have any rigs available, but if you want it, it's $25,000 a day.
Yeah.
If I walk in there and there's three or four drilling rigs in the yard, he goes, okay, well, it's probably about maybe 16. I can give you this one for 17,000. You know, it's like, it's a different price. They want to put their rigs to work. So, and there's like 100 different vendors, like building a house, Bob. You know, you build a house and you got a roofer, you got a cement guy, you got a drywall, you got a kitchen. I mean, there's, it's the same thing with drilling a well. There's so many different vendors that it takes to drill a well. It's not just a one size fits all. So we'll see prices come down this year, and then they're going to go back up next year because we're not going to have as much oil. And if we don't have as much oil on the markets and OPEC starts coming back and they're going, okay, yeah, hey, we gained some market share when prices were down. Now we're going to hold back our oil, and so we'll have less oil in the market next summer when we're trying to drive to on vacation. And then when we do that, we're going to have less oil in the market, and prices are going to go up.
Jay Young is our guest. Cycle. He is the founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, oil and gas company based in Dallas, Texas. He's the author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. Great book. Really good book. It teaches you a lot. So the one thing that a big company could do, and is this done? You tell me. Do they say, all right, we're going to pump and we're going to store it until the price returns, then we'll sell it? Is that an option? It isn't for many smaller drillers.
Yeah, no, not, and it's really, it's hard to do that because the storage capacity, you know, for oil, you need a big, huge, you need a big bucket, right? You need a big tank, you need a lot. So they will try to do that to some extent, but most oil and gas companies don't have, and number one, they want their money turned back to them because they just put $10 million in a drill in a well. They're like, well, let's don't go store it over here and, you know, put it on our balance sheet or something. So that's a good thought. And matter of fact, during COVID, we did do that some because we were buying renting every frac tank we could and putting it in the field because prices had gone negative. Who wants to sell oil for a negative? So we did put some frac tanks aside, but they only hold like 400 barrels. So it's like you're not really going to do yourself any huge favors, you know, by you know, renting out all these because it's, you know, it's a $200 a day for this and that and transportation and all that. So it's a good thought. But normally what happens is you'll have enough wells going in at one time and you'll have other break-evens. Our break-evens on our wells are you know, $30, $25, $30. So it's different for us. We're not shell drillers, which you can learn about in my book, which I sent Bob a copy, which I'm glad that you mentioned it. I appreciate that. Matter of fact, if you're interested, you can go to my website. I'll send out five to the people out there that are interested in looking at oil and gas as an option for your investment purposes. The government will give you back a check on January, imaginary check on January 1st because it's deductible, and you can be a part of Landman and Billy Bob Thornton and all that, and be happy. So we're great. But I, you know, the great thing about oil and gas is it's a proven commodity. If you're with an experienced operator, disciplined operator, that is. Like what we do, we're drilling in areas that are not shell that we had to pay, you know, $20,000 an acre to lease land. We're in other areas that we can build up our oil and gas assets and sell. So we're in that area, and I love the business and fourth generation, and it's something that we'll pass on to our kids and hopefully, because I don't see demand going down anytime soon. Even though the price may go up and down, demand for oil continues to go up, and I feel like it's going to continue to go up. We're always going to need oil, Jay, you know, so the price will go up and down. But
Jay Young is our guest, founder and CEO of King Operating Company, the author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. My man Mark Mayer tells me he paid $2.73 per gallon on Long Island yesterday. Now, When these prices start creeping up because we're not drilling right now, or we're delaying drilling, is it a real possibility, given Trump's amazing relationship with the Arab countries, particularly the Saudis, that they'll step up production and shipment to fill that gap? Because they know that it's a midterm election, and that the Democrats being elected aren't good for them.
Right, exactly. And so what they'll do is they'll keep. Matter of fact, in Norman, Oklahoma, I saw on the billboard the cheapest unleaded was $2.03. I think I took a picture of that because I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen this price in a long time. But yeah, I mean, you'll see. And unfortunately, drill baby drill was what Trump wanted to make sure that he got best prices, and we were paying less at the pump, which puts more money in, people's pockets for not paying so much for oil. So I see the prices now. You'll have midterm elections, and then right after that, you'll see prices go up because, we won't have as much supply from OPEC. So that's why I'm very, very bullish right now on investing in oil and gas and participating in oil and gas, whether it's ours or anybody's. I'm not just touting my own horn. Of course, Bob, I like doing that. But I'm just saying that now's a good time because you want to drill at a cheaper price, And right now we're going out to vendors and saying, hey, how much do you want for that pipe? Well, we want $12 a foot. Well, how much over here? 11. Well, we got 10.5. Okay, I want it 10.5 a foot, and I want it on my location by Tuesday. It's like we can negotiate, but when prices are 100 to 120, it's like, oh, you'll pay $20 and you'll come get it, and you'll come get it by Tuesday. It's like it's a crazy business, but right now it's a great time to participate. It's a great time to put, feelers out and think about, let's get that rig long term. We've got some incredible assets that we're drilling and King operating, and we want to get some good prices now and lock in good prices, because when prices go up, which they will, I mean, not only because we're drilling, there's less drilling rigs in the Permian Basin where we produce the majority of our oil, 6 million barrels a day, and like Texas, is a big producer of oil, and also, natural gas. But also, when wells come online, especially the shale wells, they decline. So you're seeing not only, number one, rig count going down, but you're also seeing wells that decline at 40 to 60% the first year. They may come in at 1,000 barrels a day or 2,000-3,000, but they're down 40 to 60% the first year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like these things come in and they increase in production. No. Oil wells decline. And they'll decline rapidly. So we've got to replace that oil. That's why there's drilling rigs, and that's why it takes so many of them. And God put the oil there to decline, and we need further activity and all this. So, man, we're going to see 12 million barrels. We got 13, almost 14 million barrels a day right now in the United States. We'll see 12 and a half next year by the summertime. And just because of our U.S. domestic production is going to go down. And when it does, prices will go up. So when we drill these wells at 8.5 million this year and next year, we're going to get $70-$80. You're going to pay $3 at the pump. And we're going to be laughing our way to the bank, and our investors will, with monthly income checks that are growing because the prices are going up.
Well, let's hope for all that, but I just want the Arabs to come in before the election so the Democrats don't take control of Congress again. Jay Young, thank you, my man. He's founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, the author of The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing. We look forward to talking to you again, Jay.
I look forward to it always, Bob. Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We will return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And as we head into the weekend, we feature today the Basiliga Hospitality Group. Three amazing bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. The Far Street Tavern, the great Trips Park section of West Scranton, and Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. They're all awesome. Awesome. Aterra 519, fine dining in a modern setting like you've never seen. Check it out. Downtown Scranton, 519 Linden Street. And the Stegmeyer Mansion. Incomparable old world feel. Amazing food, great service, great bar. Love it. Norman Williams. He's 89. He died December 5th. He was formerly of Mahanoy City in Hazleton, but was living in Downington at the home of his son when he passed away. Born in Ashland, he was a member of Christ Lutheran Church Hazleton. He served as staff sergeant in the U.S. Air Force during the Korean War. He was invited to join fellow service members in the honor flight to Washington, D.C. Preceding him in death were his first wife, the former Nancy Purnell, and his second wife, the former Carmela LaRocco. Surviving are his son Todd and his grandson Kyle. Norm worked for Prudential Insurance Company, retiring in 1991, traveled the world extensively. Norman Williams. His beautiful obituary picture shows him waving, and it looks like goodbye. Absolutely beautiful. Steven Semenovich. We lost him December 5th as well. He was 85. He was from Oliphant. He was preceded in death by his beloved wife of 50 years, Elaine Marlene Wanis Semenovich. Semenich, I apologize. Back in 2020. He was born in Peckville. A proud United States Army veteran, having served in the U.S. Military Army Band at West Point, New York. A 1958 graduate of Oliphant High School, he later attended the University of Scranton. Steve Semenich retired from Bank of America in Moosic back in 2004. He'd been previously employed by Ford Motor Company in Jersey. Member of St. Carlo Acutis Parish at St. Patrick's Church, Oliphant, and a former member of Holy Ghost Church. He also belonged to the Musicians Union of Scranton, accomplished trumpet and French horn player. Played with the Lenoxville Community Band, the Crystal Band of Scranton, and the Penn State Scranton Chorale, as well as the Campus Jazz Band. survived by one daughter, Jill Carney, and her husband, one son, two grandchildren, and other family members. Stephen Simonich, our great veterans, this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, a mix of clouds and sun, mild, high 42. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 28. Thursday, breaks of sun and clouds with rain developing by evening, 45 degrees. Friday, cloudy and windy with rain in the morning. Temperatures will be falling that day through the 30s. All right. Well, we're back. Bob Cadaro and all of that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
One of my favorite songs in prison. Hold on, I'm coming. Sam and Dave. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Let's get to a couple texts. We've got some good ones here. Somebody says, let us not forget the complete incompetence of officials in Providence, Rhode Island, whether it be the school itself or the city of Providence. It's either gross incompetence or worse, a cover-up and a scrubbing of social media. Remember that. They scrubbed social media dealing with trans and Islamists. The university did. Well, you just look at it, a bunch of fools. And I've got to say that I don't want to be hard-hearted, and please tell me I'm being that. If I am, who's paying these English sign language? Like, if you're watching on TV, there already is closed captioning. I don't get it. I mean, she was amusing, the one in Providence, the face that she was making and everything. I don't get it. It's this wokeness, this political correctness that just permeates everything. By the way, my man Brian Kunda says, the banner and expressway signs on Sleepy Joe have to come down. He ruined the country. Amen. Another, Bob, what's happening overseas is happening here. Biden is not a veteran. Veterans only for the banners. The left is so sick, they want to ruin traditional values. Woke everywhere. Men and women sports. Transgender pride. On Easter Sunday. Remember that during the Biden administration? This is all by design to destroy our American heritage. Somebody else says, Bob, maybe Susie and Donald are retarded. Another opening thought, provokingly admirable and disturbing. One line made me think of this horrifying event. I never forgot it. Frightened me. Approximately 1,200 women were reported in Germany to have been sexually assaulted, especially in the city of Cologne. In many of the incidents, while these women were in public spaces, they were surrounded and assaulted by large groups of men who were identified by officials as Muslim men of Arab or North African origin. The Federal Criminal Police Office confirmed in July 2016 that 1,200 women had been sexually assaulted. This was during 2015 to 2016 New Year's celebrations. Unbelievable. I'm telling you. See, and you heard the comment on our own news. Some people say it's unfair. What is fair? What makes any sense of importing people from destroyed countries and sick cultures? It's happening in Great Britain as well, not just Germany. Their culture says it's okay to gang rape non-Muslim women. That's their culture. Unbelievable. And yeah, just let them in. And if you don't, you're this, you're that, or whatever. Crazy people. Absolute crazy people. Virtue signaling. Oh, I'm so nice. I'm such a good person. I'll let anybody into the country. I don't care who they rape. I don't care who they kill. I don't care how much they take off our government. Sick. Somebody takes in, Bob, just a little word on Anthony Petrucci. I knew him. We were good friends. I went through basic training with him. How about that? Had good times together. He's a great guy and will be sadly missed. He also made fabulous hoagies. Thank you, and thank John Basiliga for all you do for our veterans, LTS. I got to tell you, John Basiliga does a lot for our veterans. I don't do anything for the veterans. They do it for us, and I merely point that out. So I love that when somebody, though, thanks a veteran. And you're a fellow veteran, so thank you even more. Anthony Petrucci, who we honored in the first hour. So, yeah, that's, you know what? Somebody asked a question I didn't get to ask Jay Young. What do we have to do to get more refineries in America? Because they're closing a big one down in California because lunatic Gavin Newsom has made it impossible to make money. Crazy. Someone texts in, Bob is a former police officer and correctional officer with a love for my country and a large family of a military background that have seen action from North Korea to Vietnam with actual firefights, along with my dad, who spent time in Beirut, Lebanon. The banner hung in honor of unqualified person, president of the United States or not, is nothing short of a slap in the face to those who actually served and fought and died for this country. It's stolen valor. And being the Green Ridge Association thinks this is a true honor is nothing else but a disgraceful attempt for an ineligible person. A person who lived in this area with 5 deferments doesn't give them the right to that banner. A DD-214 to an honorable person discharged who actually served and risked their life does. RW, LTS, always. Yep. It's got to come down. Somebody says, Bob, please explain to me how the Sheetz by Wyoming Valley Mall is $2.96 a gallon and 1.8 miles down the road in Plains, the Sheetz is $3.29 a gallon. Rich the Courier, WTF. I can't figure this out. Now, there's a gas station right next to us here, which it's my most convenient gas station. And I'll go there, but it's at $3.19 a gallon, so I'm going to the truck stops for $3 and change. In fact, I missed $2.98. It was there one day. And at the Pilot. So, yeah, I can't make head nor tail. It has almost always been more expensive in Lackawanna County than Luzerne County. That's another thing I can't figure out. Now, you know this, Pennsylvania has the second highest gas tax in the country. So we're getting screwed anyway. Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Just a reminder, David DeCosmo is going to be with us after the news because this week was the start of the Giardiasis crisis. If you never heard of it, it'll be worth listening. And if you lived it, it'll be even better to listen to David DeCosmo. Let's take a break now, though, and we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. He's talking about Church Street Jessup. Great song, Robert Michael from Jessup. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK and the eponymous program. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for December 17. She said, "We never base our assistance on the religious beliefs of the needy, but on the need itself. We are not concerned with the religious beliefs of those we help. We only focus on their urgent need for our love and care." And boy, did she ever. The vast majority of the people she helped were not Catholic, were not Christian. A bunch of you texting in. My man Paul tells me it's 295 in Syracuse. Somebody else, Bob, one gas station in Mountaintop is 291 a gallon. See, I would go out of my way, unless they're selling kerosene, and go get the cheaper gas on principle. Like, I won't go next door as long as they're stuck at 219, although they were fixing the sign. It might have been a problem with the sign. It got blown in the wind or something. And then another gas at Sam's Club this morning was 284.9. Interesting. Now, apropos of nothing, Bob LTS, Beaver Fever Slick. I don't know what Beaver Fever is. Was that Penn State? I'm not even sure. Another, in my perfect America, Bob, tariffs would be set in such a way so that any product coming into America costs the same as if it was made in America plus shipping. Well, that's pretty much what Trump's trying to do. And I when people criticize the tariff policies, I say, well, where are you coming from? Unfair international trade has hollowed out and virtually destroyed our middle class. You could blame the rich all you want. But when all of these cheap goods are coming in here unfairly, that means the middle class jobs that made those things previously, domestically, they've lost their jobs. And they've got to go for other jobs. There's less jobs. That means they have to pay less because there's more demand for the jobs. Unfair trade over the last 50 years has hollowed out our middle class. I always talk about it. Growing up in the 60s, the 70s, if you sold tires, I say this about my neighborhood. We had people who worked, you know, just basic jobs at a bank. I could go to my neighborhood top to bottom. Selling tires at Duke Tires, working at the RCA factory. They all had good lives, nice houses, raised their kids. It's a very important deal. Very important what we've lost because of unfair trade. Somebody says 275 at Penn Jersey just before the old Sugarman's. And another 289 cash in Tunkhannock. I love it. And thank the election of 24 for doing it. Remember that. Please remember that. Are our memories so short that we forget what Biden and Democrat policies did to this economy? Are they that short? I hope and pray not. No matter what you think of Trump himself. Somebody says, wait, repeat that again. $2.84.9. Yeah, $2.84.9. What was it at the Sam's Club? By the way, electrician asking me, it's Jay Young that we interviewed. I'm even forgetting the damn name of the company. It's Jay Young. You'll have to go on Rewind or Flashback because it's a great book, a very interesting book. I learned a lot. Well, my Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock. That means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes. We're going to do that, and then we'll come back with our man, David DeCosmo, and a little thing called giardiasis.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.